This is Moolah La, Money Made Simple, brought to you in part by EQ Bank, banking simplified. Visit our site for a link, podcasts.moolala.ca. Managing your money can be a big source of stress for people, but it is not something that you can ignore. In order to reach your financial goals, you gotta need a plan. Larry Wilson's book is called Living Your Dream, a practical resource to enhance personal wealth creation and management. And it provides readers with some simple, easy to understand advice to help you pay to help you plan your finances. Larry joins us from Phoenix, Arizona. He usually is living in Winnipeg, but he's enjoying some sun. Hello there.
Hello.
I think it's perfect that you're in Phoenix, Arizona, and the title of your book includes the phrase living your dream, because for a lot of people, Phoenix in the winter would kind of be living their dream. Am I right?
It is a wonderful, wonderful place. That's for sure.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, we gain about 40 degrees Celsius by coming down here.
Wow. Tell us why you decided to write this book. Books are hard. They take forever. It's lonely. Why did you decide to write this one?
Well, there were a few reasons, but the main driving force behind this project really boiled down to the simple fact that people need help managing their finances. In general, Canadians are not doing it well. Is that self-evident, or would you like me to elaborate?
I think it's self-evident. You're singing from the same song sheet as me on that, for sure. Chapter one is titled The Secret, which makes me think of that book from, I don't know, 2006 or something like that. My hunch is that your use of that word is not the same as that book. In your view, what is The Secret?
The Secret. Well, I think The Secret is doing things mostly right most of the time. You won't be able to do everything perfectly. You will make mistakes. Do your best to avoid making big mistakes by building a plan and working it every day. If you do that, you can look forward to signing up for the Around the World cruise that leaves the day after you retire.
Right.
If that's what you fancy, of course. And actually, Kim and I have one of those booked for next year.
You also use this this phrase, if you partner, partner well. What does that mean?
I do notice that an awful lot of people end up in marital distress. And when you end up getting divorced, there is a huge impact on your finances. And when you start dividing one family's stuff into two, it becomes an incredible strain, both emotionally as well as financially. So if you spend some time up front making sure you're comfortable that you're making the right partnering decision, whatever that may be for you, it sure is time well spent, in my view.
You talked about, you know, you're not going to do everything perfectly, but on some of the big things, you need to do well. So don't strike out on the big things. Managing the big financial decisions is a whole section of your book. Weddings, housing, transportation, children, pets. What is the overarching theme here that ties those things together?
I would say the overarching theme in that section of the book is everyone wants different things out of life. So the big thing that you need to focus on is what it is that you want to achieve and what it is you want to apply your financial wealth to. Everyone probably wants a car, probably wants to have a nice wedding, probably wants to go on vacations. But for each and every one of us, the importance of each one of those major purchases is different. So you need to bring all of your financial decisions back into your overall plan so that you can apply your limited resources in the fashion that brings you the most enjoyment for your life. Personally, I don't like cars. They aren't the big driving force in my life, but I see people driving around in all kinds of fancy SUVs and stuff. So if they've thought that through and they've planned it and they've cut back in other areas, great. Go crazy on your car.
Right.
For us, it's travel. That's where we like to focus. So that's where we put our money. So I buy secondhand vehicles rather than getting the latest, newest, fanciest. And same sort of decision with our house. We have a reasonable house that isn't oversized. It doesn't have ridiculous maintenance fees attached to it. We aren't redoing the basement and the kitchen every second year because that isn't important to us. Focusing your finances on what is important to you is what drives value in your personal life.
You have a whole section on investing, and you talk about the different asset classes, equities, fixed income, cash. You also have a chapter on alternative investments. What does that mean to you? What are you talking about when you talk about alternative investments?
Well, alternative investments are things that are just out of the ordinary. Principal protected notes and fancy investment structures that really aren't necessary for people to understand. And they get so much airplay in the media that people like to jump to things like gold and the not miss guaranteed products that have all kinds of costs attached to them. In my mind, people need to make things simple. That's the only way you can manage your finances. It's complicated enough as it is without adding unnecessary complexity. So when I look at investing, I like to stick to the main areas of just cash, fixed income, equities, and leave it at that and just build a simple plan that's repetitive and easy to do. To me, people get so caught up in investing, and really that's the easiest part. It is the easiest part. Once you've managed to save money, investing is easy. Yep. Saving money is hard.
Yeah, I completely agree. Just one last thing that I want to add focus on before we go is calamity evasion. This is another section of your book. Sure, life insurance, we know probably not enough people have it. You've also got, you know, long-term disability and critical illness. What do you think is the number one takeaway for readers? What should the number one takeaway be for readers around calamity?
Well, it's very personal. I think what you need to do is take a look at your own situation and where you're exposed to risk, and then ensure that you have a plan around that risk. And it could be insurance for things like protecting your income and that sort of thing. But if you don't skydive, you miss all of the risks associated with skydiving.
Right.
So it isn't just insurance. It's all about designing your lifestyle so that you have insulation from various types of risks. Myself, I go into in my book a situation where I had a heart attack in Arizona while I was going through the process of trying to decide whether I needed or how I wanted to manage my retirement. So at that point, I was really glad that I had travel medical insurance, because otherwise I'd have been out of pocket $120,000. And lots of people don't have $120,000 just sitting around. So you really got to be prepared for those things that are unlikely to happen, but can cause a huge financial impact.
That's a pretty compelling cautionary tale. Larry, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much, Bruce. It's been an honor chatting with you. I really enjoyed reading your books, and I love what you're doing to improve financial literacy in Canada.
Thank you very much. Larry Wilson in Phoenix, Arizona today, and he says for a couple more months, which is pretty good for him. Living Your Dream, a practical resource to enhance personal wealth creation and management. That is the title.